720 WGN. Priscilla Presley is coming to town, and I think it's lovely that she took the time out of her day to give us a call. Priscilla, thank you for calling, and welcome to 720 WGN. How are you today?
I'm well, and thank you for having me.
So what brings you to Chicago?
Well, I have a show I'm bringing to Chicago. It's a one-woman show, An Evening with Priscilla, and it's basically about my life and where I am today with my life. And it's been really, really, really rewarding to be able to speak with people, answer questions, and share my life.
So you sit on stage. It's a one-woman show. For me, even though I do this, which is a show that I do every day, on stage in front of a live audience, I'd be a little nervous.
It is a little nerve-wracking. I mean, but people have walked away loving the show, so I'm very grateful for. And yes, when you look out in the audience and you go, gosh, I hope I can answer the questions that they ask, and not only that, but just relive my life and share my life with so many people. And I was hesitant about doing it for a while. I'm so private, very private, but I'm willing to share it now, and willing to share Elvis and my daughter, of course, and my life in many ways. I've been blessed, and of course there's tragedies, and I, just like anyone else, and still have, you know, a very warm feeling for people who have been in my position, of course, losing a child, but I get great joy in talking with people and sharing.
And we all feel like we've been a part of your life. That's got to be difficult for you, but for us, you feel like you're part of the family. You feel like someone that we've known forever. And happy belated birthday. Yesterday was your birthday, right?
Yes, it was. Let's pass on for that. They're coming much too soon now. Yes, I know.
It was you hate that?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, it happens so fast. Oh, my gosh, another birthday? But no, I had someone threw a party for me, and it was wonderful. And we celebrated and taking it to a whole new level of really appreciating life, for me anyway. And especially with my friends.
Yeah, with age comes gratitude.
It yes,
really
it does.
Yeah, you're just like... You become thankful for your friends and that, you know, that you have a moment to celebrate. So tell me, is there a memory of when you celebrated with Elvis, like a birthday memory that you can share with us, that maybe Elvis went above and beyond and bought you some kind of crazy gift or threw you a party?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did. He would always make it different. I think the first one was when we were getting ready to travel. I think this might even be filmed and shown, but it was a surprise party for me, and I had no idea, you know, what he was going to do. I wasn't even really thinking about it because our life was different every day, so you never knew what to expect. But he surprised me with luggage. I always wanted luggage, matching luggage, and then from there he said, "Well, here we go. We're going. This is your luggage because we're going to Hawaii," and that was like, "What? We're going to Hawaii?" And I had never been to Hawaii. And he wanted to share that with me because he loved Hawaii. He did a couple of films there. Oh. And that was a really big surprise and unexpected.
I mean, we all know Elvis, or we don't know him, but we knew of stories where he was this incredible gift giver, that he was kind and he would give gifts to many people. Yeah. I can imagine some of the gifts that he bestowed upon you must have been kind of...
He also gave me my first horse. I loved horses, and he surprised me with my horse Domino as a gift, and that was like, oh my gosh, I think I rode every single day, and that prompted him to get a horse as well, a golden palomino named Sun. So we would ride every day up and down the hills of Graceland and in front of Graceland, and fans would go show up at the gates and cheer us on as we raced through the wonderful land all around Graceland. So it was beautiful.
Oh my gosh. And you're an animal lover by nature, right? I mean, they're
yes,
a part of your life.
Absolutely. In fact, I have my dog sitting right here now listening to our conversation.
What kind of dogs?
I have a long-haired Jack Russell, and I have a pit, a wonderful, loving pit. And if anyone ever says to you they're mean and vicious, they are not. They're very loving dogs. It's really the owners that make them that way. So,
absolutely. Spoken like a true animal lover. But boy, those Jack Russells have some energy, don't they?
Don't they ever. They're probably the smartest dog I've ever had. I've had 20 dogs in my life, and this dog, a little Jack Russell Terrier, is so smart. Very smart.
They're fun. Priscilla Presley is with us. She has a show June 4th at the Des Plaines Theater. And these are the kind of stories that you tell, right? You just sit on stage and tell stories about your life?
Oh, yes, I have a moderator who will ask questions. And yes, we go all through my life. And I will also take questions, too. So I'll ask the audience or the people who come to see the show to write down any questions. And then at the end of the show, I'll go through them.
And you have a film coming out that is based on your memoir, Elvis and Me. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, that's Sofia Coppola is doing that film. And I don't exactly know when it's going to come out, but it's from my book. It's taken from my book. And I'm a little nervous because I don't know what her interpretation will be, but I like her very much. I think that... she gets it. I mean, my life. And I think she did it in a very loving way. But I hope that people, you know, out there love it. And I'll share it. Well, she's actually, you know, it's her point of view from my story. So I hope it turns out well. It's always frightening when someone else is, someone else is doing your story and you're not, you know, they're not living it. And you're hope and pray that people like it. So it's very sentimental in many ways, too. It's, you know, looking back and seeing it, it'll be interesting.
Do you know who will be playing you?
Yes, I met the girl who was playing me, and I had only a very short time with her. I like her very much. I wish I could remember her name, Olivia. She is lovely, and when I mean lovely, I mean she's very soft and very gentle. And I was concerned about who would play my part, and I told her I just wanted her to be sensitive and be, you know, to Elvis's needs and wants as far as, you know, life with him. He was an amazing human being, amazing in so many ways, but he was also like a kid in so many ways. And I got to see so much of that, which many people didn't.
And what did you think of Austin Butler's interpretation of Elvis?
Oh my gosh. I was blown away. Baz Luhrmann had, I wanted myself and my very good friend Jerry Schilling to go to Cannes, you know, for the opening of it and premiere of it. And I said yes, but when 3 weeks were coming along and we were supposed to go to Cannes, I said I can't go because I haven't seen the film. And so Baz, I said, how could I, you know, I mean, what if I didn't like it? And then all of a sudden people are going to see it and say, my gosh, I can't believe Priscilla, you know, went to this or had this, had, you know, Baz do this movie, which I did not have anything to do with it. But anyway, Baz quickly got me a theater at Warner Brothers, a big theater there, and I asked Jerry to go with me. We sat in the middle, nobody around. And we didn't, because I told Jerry, I can't go. So that was a big fear of me not going to Cannes or the Met as well. And so anyway, 45 minutes into the show, I looked over at Jerry and I said, you know, I think we're going to Cannes. It looks like we're going. Baz did an amazing job. I saw it before my daughter, and she called me the next day, and she said, Mom, have you seen that movie? Now, I didn't want to be all excited and go, yes, oh, my God, it's terrific. I never did that with her. I just let her make up her mind. And I said, yes, I did. And she goes, what did you think of it? And I said, I liked it. I really liked it. And she goes, oh, well, I'm going to see it tomorrow. And I said, yeah, I think you should. Anyway, she called me after she saw the movie, and she goes, oh, my God, Mom, oh, my God. He had my dad down to a T. And I said, yes, he did. Austin was, I mean, he studied Elvis all the way down to his finger, and you even see that in the show, because that's exactly the movie. That's exactly what Elvis would do, was use his little finger sometimes when he had to, when he would either be silly or, you know, fooling around. Austin had him down. I mean, yeah. I can't think of anyone who can be even any better, or even in the future.
We loved it. Everybody loved it. Priscilla, thank you so much for joining us, giving us a couple minutes of your time today. We look forward to seeing you at the Des Plaines Theater on June 4th, and all the best.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate the call, and I hope your listeners will come and join me and ask questions and be a part of the show. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Priscilla Presley. Steve has your news next. From the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.